the garbage we can send base. One test, two likes, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. Do we take out the garbage we can send the base? One test, two likes, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah.
Welcome to After We Take Out the Garbage.
Hey guys.
I guess we'll do a little roundtable introduction. I'm Dave.
I'm Haley.
I'm Erica.
I'm Stoney.
I'm Evan. And this is After We Take Out the Garbage. I already said that.
So many friends today.
Yeah, I know.
Are they out? Is the garbage out?
The garbage was out.
We brought it in today.
Yeah. So our old garbage day was actually on Wednesdays.
Oh.
Now our garbage day is on Tuesday night. So it's like,
yeah,
kind of
so
like
we took out the garbage
hours.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
So it is after we took out the garbage.
You're right.
Just by like a long time.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm
gonna put my phone behind me so I stop looking at it.
Well, welcome friends. We have old friends and new friends, returning friends. I don't know. I feel like we should just say something about how we feel.
I feel like we should say something too.
How we feel about our favorite envelope.
Your favorite envelope?
Yep.
Like type of envelope.
Yep. Type of envelope.
I'm a big fan of security envelopes.
Security, yeah.
I really like the like international envelopes where they're white, but then they have like the white or the blue and red like little stripes around the edges.
Oh yeah,
I like those envelopes.
Those too. Yeah, those are really.
Those
cute.
Are yeah. Throwback.
I would use those all the time, but I don't know where to buy them. So I get them on like fucking Amazon or
abroad,
something.
Abroad, you buy them abroad. I think.
Just abroad. That's abroad. Just have to like get them at a post office. In another country.
Yeah.
Canada, maybe.
That's so
that might be
far
easiest.
Away though.
Canada.
I like Manila.
Manila.
Yeah.
Manila folders.
Classic.
Manila envelopes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I think I like them all.
I do have a favorite packing
I
material.
Like
choose
mail.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys ever heard of Giami?
No,
no,
it's not.
I don't
know. Oh, it's so cool. It's like made out of like brown paper, like brown paper bag stuff, but it's like honeycomb and it. You can, like, stretch it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's so cool.
I didn't know it had a name.
Giami.
Giami.
Mm. Oh, wait. Is it, like, you fold it yourself?
No, it's not folded.
Oh,
it's
cut
packing
out.
Material.
Yeah.
Oh, it's packing.
Yeah.
Ma-
so when you get it, it's, like, all real tight, but then you can expand it.
I know
it,
what you're talking
and
about.
And it, like, wraps around. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Giami.
Giami.
The best sushi.
I believe it's spelled G-E-A-M-I.
Right.
Giami.
Giami.
Like yes. Geography?
Google it.
No.
Yep.
Salami Giami.
Salami
I only
Giami.
Thought of that because I actually like was telling my boss about it yesterday because he was looking for a new kind of packing material and I was like, you should use Giami.
Why is he looking for a new?
Because he has an Etsy shop and he ships things.
The peanuts aren't doing it for him.
No. he sells honey, so he has to ship like jars of honey. So.
Oh, okay.
Pack it tight.
Does he make honey?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
He's got like 60 beehives.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah, if you need any honey.
Okay.
I got the hookup.
You got the plug.
Sweet. Holler if you hear me.
I used to always think that, you know, you see the pet when you're a kid. Didn't you feel like you had to eat the packing peanuts? Like they
At
should
least
have
every
been
kid gross. Always no. like put it on their tongue and they're like,
yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
But then it's gross. You
oh, yeah.
As soon as you
it's terrible.
Your lips or whatever, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Did we say that we're like our topic tonight
oh,
is male?
Our topic is male.
And then whatever else we decide to talk about.
Yeah. But male.
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 Yeah. Can I?
Because I mean, everyone gets mail, right?
Yeah.
I have trouble getting my mail.
Do you have trouble getting your mail?
That is 100% true. Yeah.
But is
we always get other people's mail, and I'm like, no, I don't want
to
deliver this.
That happens.
Sorry, guys. I'm taking my shoes off, so it might stink. I'm sorry. Sorry.
For the first time that happened to me the other day, where. The mail lady gave, or somebody, I don't know, maybe my mail lady was sick because I really like her.
Maybe it was me.
No.
I
suppose it could have been, but no, I got my neighbor's mail for the first time, and you know, it's like my next door neighbor, and it's just one number off.
Here's what happens.
Oh yeah, we get
that's okay.
Let's hear the lowdown.
I just gave it to them. You know, I was like, well, I'll just put it in their mailbox. No big deal. But
yeah. That was very nice of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, sometimes like not everybody gets mail every day, and then sometimes somebody doesn't have their address on their house, like. That's pretty, it happens more often than I would think. And so, I'm, walking around trying to figure out what the address is.
I didn't think that that's legal.
No.
I feel like you have to have your address.
I mean, it's just nice, I think.
How are people going to know that's your address?
Right.
Yeah.
Do they get pizzas delivered ever?
No, right.
Because I feel like...
I used to be a pizza delivery guy, and that happened a few times. It's like, what the fuck? Where's their address at? Like, they don't even have one. It's not clearly marked.
You think they could, tell you? We don't have a number on our house, but it's blue.
Like in the comments.
Right.
Yeah,
And then there's five blue
houses.
Help
me out a little bit.
But then sometimes the numbers aren't sequential either. So it's 804, then 824, and you have to, I don't know. It can be very confusing.
Question.
Yes.
Our neighbors that live right across the street, they don't own a mailbox at all.
They might.
What? The first fucking 2 months we lived here, there's no slot. And there's no mailbox.
They might have a P.O. box. Yeah. They just prefer to go to the
But what happens if someone tries to mail to their house? I'm going to send mail to them and see what happens. I'm just going to do
snowbirds? Do they just get all their mail in Florida?
No.
Do they have a P.O. box?
They got a fucking 10-year-old. They're fucking here all the time.
You should send mail to them.
I have to figure out what their address is. I've never looked.
So, when...
just across the street.
So, for, special things like that, we, case in, which is, when you put everything in order, notes for each other. So, you'd be 1020, picks up their mail at the post office. So, put it in this bin when you get back to the post office.
That's cool.
And then you just pick it up, or it gets forwarded to the PO box.
I bet my parents have, notes for theirs, because their mailbox is inside their porch.
Oh, yeah.
So, you have to go inside my fucking parents' house, and I'm like... Why don't you just put it outside like everyone else? Or get a door with a slot.
Nope.
The mailman has to actually come in.
Yeah. There's
scares the shit out of the cats every time. But it's been like that for 30 years.
That does happen. It's usually a hardship thing.
It's in a weird spot too.
Yeah. So there's probably definitely a no.
And their mailbox is all glass. So it's really easy to miss.
I was just thinking of this too. I think about in Chicago, there are those little corner little nooks where people live that it's like, oh yeah, that's 34.72 pi. And you're like, how does that even, where am I even going to find that? Now, I know that's a thing in Chicago where there's that, but now you used to live in New York or do you still?
I just moved back, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, is that true in New York as well?
Yeah, that's true. My old building, the guy would bring in the buckets of mail, set it on the floor, take 2 hours to go.
Oh my God. That's nuts. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so what happens then, with apartments, is, you just put everything for that apartment building in, one pile.
Oh.
And then
sort it from there.
Before you get there or, when you get there. So then you just, you sort it.
You should just leave the bin and be like, you guys sort through it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your own
whatever. Yeah. I got shit to do.
Yeah. Well... what was the recent thing that we sent? I was going to bring this up with Hannah that we tried to send to her.
Oh, yeah. So I tried to mail something to David's cousin who's supposed to be here. I don't know where the fuck she is.
Where she live?
Well, she lives in Chicago and she just moved there. So I was like, oh, I'm going to send her this care package of only ramen. I literally just mailed her 7 packages of ramen. Which cost me a lot. It cost me $17.
It cost you more than the ramen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just ramen.
Yeah. That ramen was a dollar or something.
So I went through a local shipping place in town that was not the post office. And They used speedy delivery, and then they just ended up sending it back to me, and they were like, she never answered the door, and it's like, you didn't leave any notices. I don't know, but it was like this 3-week ordeal. Then they didn't even send it back to me. They sent it back to the postal place.
Yeah.
And the postal place didn't call me.
Yeah. Crazy.
So is your Robin office still like missing in action?
Yeah. What? No. We finally figured it out. And then I got it the weekend she came back to town for a few days. So I was like, here.
Yeah.
It's not exciting. She was like, where's my package?
As far as I know, it's
and she's like, oh, it's fucking Robin.
The post office.
It is. For now on, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me, too, that they would need a signature. And I'm like, no. You don't need a signature for this. Yeah. Not necessary. And then she was afraid someone may have stolen it. Because there's all these packages that they'll just leave outside the door. So, you know, they're just on a doorstep in Chicago. So it's like, yeah, oh, this looks like a good package. And I'm like, no, someone stole it. They're bringing that shit back.
Yeah, they're like,
we're throwing it.
Because it was all vegetarian ramen, too.
What? That's
it was. A thing? Yeah, mm-hmm. There's only two vegetarian flavors.
What are they?
Soy sauce and chili.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Soy sauce is an oriental flavor. I think they just changed it because you can't say oriental anymore.
Wait, no. I swear I just got oriental.
Oh,
this brand, though.
This is...
It's Top Ramen.
Yeah. Not Minuchin or whatever.
Yeah.
Mary Chan?
Whatever.
Manchian?
Maruchin?
Okay.
Maruchin?
Yeah.
It's all ramen to me.
I could wet my whistle, maybe.
Yeah.
A little, you know?
I'm getting parched.
Oh, okay. We have all these beers. We gotta drink them.
Yeah. All right. So we'll take a little break. Second.
You and Haley's.
Like 40.
Yeah, this is like 40 of us.
And the funny thing is the more we just kept drinking more and more.
Yeah, we started at like 1 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then we were like, it took us like an hour to track like all of our voices. And then we just kept drinking. We're like, I don't know. Because then
just,
you
like,
hear
started
like,
adding noises.
Yeah, that's where all like the cat noises and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how we do.
It's a good time.
Naturally.
Dave rarely asked me to... like be a part of anything musical that he does, so I was really excited.
Mm-hmm.
So we went all out.
Melodica.
And we did it 40 times.
Mm. We have, what do we have? 3 beers that we just opened up, if I'm not mistaken?
We're 3 altogether?
3 altogether for the moment, but we have a bunch of beer on the table. I think we can start. Oh, why don't you start?
Okay, I'm going to start. Mine is from Southern Tier. It is Concord Grape Goes, or Goza, whatever. It's a sour ale. It's an imperial sour ale. Brewed with Concord grape juice and coriander.
Mmm.
That's really
yummy. Coriander. I'm drinking that as well. It's delicious.
It is imperial. It's weird.
It's light.
Pretty intense. Does it taste barrel-y?
No.
No. Okay.
It tastes sweet.
It kind of tastes like Welch's sparkling grape juice, but with but beer.
Right.
Really?
Like less sweet than that, obviously.
You can taste the Concord grape.
Yeah. It's pretty decent.
Good job, Southern Tier, because I hate everything else you grew.
That's the first Southern Tier you've
lauded. I'm very against Southern Tier.
It's actually like, it just tastes light, like not super.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Would anyone else like to try it?
Sure. Interesting. Mind if I try it?
Oh, it is refreshing. Mm.
Especially, for an Imperial. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay, yep.
I can get the imperialness of it, but it's not like, because I don't do imperial stouts. I don't like, imperial's a word I stay away from.
It's impressive. I'm impressed.
Sour is a word I go for every time.
Ooh.
All lerve sours.
Lerve. Erico, you brought this other beer, the second beer.
Yeah.
If you would like to.
Chuckle fruit.
Yeah,
it's Five Rabbit Brewery.
You know what? Did they have that at the Olympic?
They had, they did, I don't know if they had this one. They do have that.
Yeah, okay. They had something that was like a stout,
like
but
a
it was.
Pina something.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I didn't penis? Have that beer.
Like a pineapple.
I didn't have the penis beer. I did try the pineapple one. It was good.
Maybe
that was a sour.
Have this good. One, and I just forgot because I drank too much of it. It's a chocolate stout with blackberry. Mm. Czar Zamora. It's very pretty.
It's
Did you try it yet?
I haven't tried it.
Have you had it before?
Like, I mean, not that I remember.
I like it. It's
I should have brought like multiple glasses for people.
Like, it's not an intense stout. Mm.
It's very like chocolatey smelling.
Yeah, it's chocolatey smelling. I think in taste, the chocolate doesn't stay with you too long.
Yeah, it's not like overpowering.
Yeah, it balances well with the
It's like having the like raspberry Ghirardelli chocolate square.
Yeah, I get that.
A little bit. Yeah. Only it's blackberry. But you know, potato, tomato.
Yeah. Potato, potato.
Why'd your light just go off?
It does that.
Yeah, there's a ghost.
It'll turn back on. Actually, in like it's 3 minutes. Cyclops.
We got that too.
Yeah. Cyclops or ghost?
Cyclops ghost.
Both? Yeah.
Cyclops ghost.
Hey, there's like laser beam holes in the house from the eyes.
Is that what cut out the heads of those people in that poster we found?
Oh my god,
yeah.
Cyclops, I wish we could that. Holy shit. I wish we could show you guys.
Okay,
this.
So
I wish I still had it. I think I threw it out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
At Evan's housewarming party, we went down in his basement. We were doing a tour, and then I saw this rolled up poster in like the rafters, and I'm like, oh, what's this? And we pull it out. And it was obviously like an engagement picture, but like poster size.
Oh no.
And someone had like jaggedly cut out the couple's faces.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We're really like
creepy kind of.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Sounds like something my mom would have done. Like if she was pretty pissed off at
But
somebody.
It was like left there by the previous owners.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really like we're like, and rolled this up and put it back.
But the funniest thing is like you're like, I hate these people, but I'm going to keep this picture. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Unless
dude.
They were just like, played a joke. They were like, what?
Oh, no.
What's something creepy we can do for the next owners?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I want to do something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
That would have been more thoughtful.
Yeah.
Well, we got one more beer that was open at least.
It's the Sawtooth Ale from the Left Hand Brewing Company.
So what kind of ale is it?
It is an amber ale.
I like ambers.
It's the perfect balance between malt and hops. It's a great sessions beer. So, yeah, it's not too bad. I'm not exactly a connoisseur of the Left Hand Brewery, but I don't mind it.
I don't know. I can't name, like, any Left Hand off.
So the milk stout. You've had Left Hand milk stout. That's,
milk stout's
good. That's pretty ubiquitous in this
region.
Yes.
Me.
Disgusting.
Sorry.
Where's left? Oh, Colorado.
I like that it's employee owned and righteously independent.
Oh. Righteously.
Righteously.
Very good.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we have more on the table we can pull out.
Yeah,
but,
we brought a left hand sampler, so it's all fucking left hand.
Brought to you by Left Hand.
Yeah. They should pay us. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm so
I've been
burpy.
Getting into the variety packs lately, just of anything, you know? I like
See,
that.
I don't like variety packs because I don't like a variety. I just know if it's a sour, I'm going to like it. Give me a sour variety pack.
Okay.
They probably have those somewhere.
Yeah,
and they're really expensive.
Yeah.
Because sours are expensive. I don't know why. Mm.
Why?
It just tastes like funky.
Did you guys make a sour ever?
No.
There's
they kind of fuck up your equipment.
Yeah.
Well, that's just stupid.
I was just saying we could probably do a kettle sour beer. It's a whole thing, but...
Yeah, but pretty much, if you make a sour, like that, whatever equipment you use is going to be only used for a sour from now on.
No, that's true.
It's like everything will come out kind of funky. So, we have not done it. Yeah, we haven't been too adventurous with our beers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nothing too crazy. What else about the mail? Where did we leave off? Addresses.
I'm just going to... finish this, guys.
So how much walking do you suppose you do in a day of delivering?
Ooh, do you have
mail?
Fitbit?
I do have
that thing,
exercise watch. Yeah,
so it tells you
it tells me my steps. I haven't done GPS or anything, so today I'm at 27,678.
Wow.
So I average between 25,000
that's
and
like
30,000
Disney World steps.
Wow.
Yeah,
dude.
Holy moly.
It's like 8 to 12 miles a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
you're super fit.
Your legs wow. are gonna be so strong.
I haven't had any routes with hills yet, though. Like there is one where I had to like walk up like a tiny hill, and I was like, oh,
that I don't do. Just that. Wait until it's 90 degrees outside, too.
Yeah. Well, and then like you, then you're doing a lot of like steps, like porch steps. So like, so you're walking 12 miles, and also like
going up and down stairs.
Yeah, doing like 1,000 stair steps a day.
That's intense.
Your butt's gonna look amazing.
So I've lost 15 pounds already in 2 weeks.
Seriously? Yeah. Oh my God. I need that job. Yeah. I'm gonna go be a male person. I would complain all the time. It'd be horrible.
How far do you go? Like, do you decide to drive versus walk? Like, is there like a set industry standard?
Yeah, because then you gotta like walk back to your truck.
Yeah,
they have like they have the routes all planned out. So like you drive. So they split everything up into like relays is what they're called. And so you drive from one spot, and then usually you try to like do like I don't know a couple relays from that spot. So like go up and down the street, and then I don't know up, and then you drive some more up another block, and you do the same thing, or up two blocks.
How much time is it actually delivering mail versus, like, you know, having to get ready and then, like, whatever, like, take stuff back and sort that out?
It's, like, 6 hours of delivering mail and then, like, 2 to 3 hours of prep and, like, take down time. And, like, so, like, in the morning you come in and you have some mail comes pre-sorted just based, I think it's based off of, like, shapes and sizes, so like letters up to a certain size are pre-sorted, but then there's like all the flats and magazines and stuff, like everything that's weirdly shaped, like we have to like put in order by hand, and that's where like some things get messed up because people are human. So you have your route, and then it's like, and then it's also confusing because it's not like in order by number, it's in order by house. So like the, you know, the order of like that you deliver it. So you spend a couple hours doing that and like getting all your packages and loading the truck, and then you're off walking.
Man, that's intense.
It's pretty fun. It's like a giant puzzle every day.
It seems like
I like
it.
Puzzles, yeah. Well, so I'm like, oh, let's do this.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine, especially if you're, because you don't have a dedicated route, do you?
No, right. Yeah. But I think they're trying to be nice to me, so I've done like 3 or 4 routes, like over and over again. Oh, okay. So like after like the first time, you kind of figure out where everything is, and like it's a little bit easier.
I was her first friend delivery.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
She delivered to my work.
Oh, cool.
And it just happened to be like a hot pink sparkly package.
Yeah, like that's why I noticed it. I was like, ooh, this is pretty. And then I was like, ooh, it's Haley's.
It was my Ipsy bag.
Ipsy.
I don't know what that is.
It's a makeup subscription.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It comes all fancy and cute.
So let's talk about like favorite mail. Like, what's the most favorite mail that you've ever gotten? Oh, or like, what type of mail do you like getting?
Ooh.
Well, I'm digging this makeup subscription because you don't know what you're getting until you get it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
See, I have a problem getting mail, so anytime I get anything, I'm excited.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right? So, I hate getting bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just going to toss those aside. Yeah. Wait for later sometime. Maybe I'll open them. I don't know.
There's okay, one thing I do know. I like random stuff that you get that's like actually from somebody, like a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Like we correspond with this one guy we randomly met on our last trip to Disney. Met him on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And we just like, we just talked so much that we exchanged information. And
mailed him an Easter card.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But
I need to do this.
One thing I do hate is campaign flyer stuff, like little readers.
Didn't you say like a lot of them don't have postage on them?
Don't have postage, you're not supposed to use your mail slot because it's like.
Right.
Right. Because they should be paying for postage to.
Is that why they say like if someone's just dropping something off at your house that they're not supposed to put in your mailbox, but a lot of people do. I mean, if you're just like, oh, I'll just put it throw in your mailbox for you. or whatever, you know.
Right, because it's like a joint, like, ownership between the federal government and yourself, like, with a mailbox. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. the space inside and, like, touching your mailbox is, like, actually, like, partially owned by the federal government. Mm.
So can I talk to the federal government about all the spiders that live in my mailbox? Because yeah. I'd like to fucking get rid of them. They're huge. I bet your mailman
would like it if you got rid of them, too.
I've sprayed it with so much stuff. And they multiple and times. It's, like, the big butt ones. And, you know, if you squish them, all these little spiders are going to come out.
Yeah.
I just need a new mailbox. I just want to, like, get rid of what we have and... Yeah. It's also like start 8 again. Feet away from like I have to like walk into the road to get our mail and I hate it.
That's probably why your neighbor doesn't have a mailbox.
Right, probably. Yeah. Nope. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to get rid of the mailbox and see what happens. I get everything shipped to my work anyways.
I don't care. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like getting packages.
Yeah. Just
any package usually.
I like ordering things from China on Amazon because they take 3 months to get there and then so you forget, and you're like, ooh, what's this? And you're like, oh, it's that it coin like purse that looks like a cat's face. Yeah, it was like, always, like, it was like, big. Like 6 cents.
Yeah, oh, right,
yeah.
You know, it just dawned on me, we have a UPSer here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So now...
Public versus privacy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh. For you.
So... I guess, I mean, the only difference I can think of in terms of what you do, I don't know the first thing about it, really, but but off the bat, like weekends, is there still, because you have, like, Sundays you don't?
We do Amazon deliveries on Sundays.
I was going to say, I've seen.
I would say the biggest difference is that we do like letters and
we do letters
packages.
Yeah,
I guess that makes sense.
We'll like ship USPS mail sometimes, but
we don't have an air fleet, so I think there's like a thing.
But yeah,
yeah, because I've had things shipped USPS, but then they've been transferred to UPS, sure, or vice versa too. Yeah,
yeah, we have a letter package, which is like an 8x11 package, but it's cardboard. It's not actually like a letter size. I've seen really tiny packages before that were like,
or there's like the envelopes,
really small,
like just like the cardboard envelopes.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they're you know, bigger. They're
that's like what we use for
9x12. I don't know how big they are, but yeah, that they're like standard. But yeah, no, we don't, and it's more expensive to ship UPS, but.
Yeah.
If you have bigger packages, it's probably pretty good, but I never ship anything big.
Now, what about UPS versus FedEx?
Well,
like, are they like comparable in price? I've never like.
Yeah, I think actually FedEx is cheaper, but
good to know.
I would say use UPS if you can, but like, I would also say use the Postal Service because I know it's cheaper for what I'm shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always cheaper.
Yeah.
And that's what I should have done for the fucking ramen package because the girl, I'm just going to say it, the fucking girl at the postal shop down here at Edgebrook, where they don't fucking do their jobs well, she was like, oh, you should do speedy delivery. It's only like $1 more. And I was like,
no.
No, I should have said no.
So
that was bullshit. Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's cool. They're like a local business. I've seen their place. I delivered pizzas there once or
the
twice.
Postal
shop.
I delivered something.
The speedy
delivery. Place.
And I think they mostly do business because.
I would say.
Hannah was saying
about
that.
UPS
she got the final notice saying they were sending it back, and it said that their hours were only 9 to 5. Mm. So she was like, she figured they'd probably just do like business deliveries. And it was like the guy like drove his own Subaru and stuff. She like called the.
Mm.
Like the guy's like cell phone number was on the thing. And she like called him. His name was Russ.
Which uniform is better? Use United Postal Service or UPS?
I don't know. That's a good
question. Does FedEx have one? Do they have a
uniform? Yeah, it's like the purple and black shirts and like black shorts or pants.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't wear a uniform. I just wear like regular clothes and like coats when I go to work. But that's because I work on the airport side, so I just bundle up and wear like a vest. That's it, and a badge.
Do you wear the uniform?
I don't. I have like some pants, like hand-me-down pants and stuff that I've gotten because you have to buy your own uniform. They give you money for it, but I don't get it. I'm still, like, on my probationary period. And then all the uniforms are owned by the federal government. So, like...
Property.
Yeah. So it's their property. They're, so, like, you don't want to, like... I don't want to, like, spend, like, $200 on stuff if, like, I accidentally do something that gets me get fired.
Yeah.
Like,
it's there was, there was one time we had this sub for our mailman at work, and... We are pretty familiar with our subs, but this guy walked in, and he's wearing, like, a Hawaiian shirt, and he has dreads, and he's just like, hey, I'm here to pick up your mail, and we're like, did you steal that truck? Like, yeah. He's just, like, in his clothes. He's wearing,
and a Hawaiian shirt.
And he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and we're like, okay, don't open it. There's lots of confidential information in here. He probably stole so many identities. I shouldn't have given it to him.
He's the guy in the commercial at Magic Water.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
Magic. It's your Jamaican beach close to home. Total white guy.
But yeah, he was just like in his normal clothes. And I'm like, I don't think that's right.
They gave me this, like, you know, like, yellow vest that has, like, the USPS logo on it and stuff. So I try to wear that in my badge and, like, my bag. Mm. So I look, like, sort of official.
Yeah.
I just try to wear a lot of, like, black and blue and gray, and that's it.
That makes,
like,
sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I dig the browns. They're cool.
The browns? Yeah. That's
what they call them.
The browns. The browns.
You got your browns.
Like, did you get your browns yet? Yeah. For a driver, it's like driver lingo. Yeah, kind of.
You're getting your browns. Yeah.
I actually see pilots quite a bit. I mean, this morning, I like marshaled a plane, and that was kind of fun. That's the only thing that people really know, like, what I'm talking about. It's not the coolest thing I do, but it's the only thing that people really understand.
And that's like bringing them in?
Yeah.
Would you be allowed to, like...
I did that today. That was cool.
If you still wore your vest, would you still be able to marshal a plane in just with no shirt on? And just, like, just your vest? Like,
you know...
Casual day for United Way.
A shirt, but it would be really funny to try to do that. I'm not that confident about my physique, so I don't know that I would. But I bet I could get away with it somehow. I bet I could be like, oh, yeah.
That idea,
I'm going to just take off my shirt and just put on the vest. I got the vest on. It's fine. Come on. I mean, the pilots wouldn't care.
Yeah, they'd be like, what is that dude wearing a shirt? Or
I mean, my supervisor might shake her head. You know, maybe I would get a little in trouble, but I don't know that
it would just be like
fired.
A little write-up.
Yeah.
It's a union, man.
Union, baby. Yeah,
you don't need to wear no shirt in the union.
And that's like, I think I gotta use, like, put that in my bucket list of things to do.
If you ever, like, decide to quit, just make sure you do that.
Right, it's like, oh, hey guys,
do your last 2 weeks completely shirtless. Just make sure it's in, like, July and not in December.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, we dress down in July. You know, we wear shorts and t-shirts and stuff. You know.
So what is the coolest thing about your job? You said that's cool, but not the coolest.
Well, it's cool to people because I can relate. They know what that means.
Yeah.
I'd say the K-loader is pretty cool, which is a deck loader that you drive up to the plane. It's kind of like a big tank, and it unloads the containers that carry packages in them.
Mm.
That's awesome. That's like playing a video game, but it's like this huge elevator lift that you get to drive up to the plane. And
That sounds pretty rad.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I mean, just to be able to do that, just to have that, like, operate a tank. It's not a tank, but, you know, it's just, like, this huge piece of equipment that you can just drive to the plane and be like, cool.
Is it remote control?
You have, like, you're the operator, so you can drive it. You drive it up the plane. You put the, you know, put it in park so it doesn't
go anywhere. Are you inside of it?
It's open. So it's just, there's a control thing.
So you're, like, on top of it.
Yeah. Okay.
But you're in it. You're sitting, like, you're writing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just know if it was like a
but that's
box
the, I
robot
like that's,
that you're just
that's
sending.
That's the coolest thing that I do. I don't know why.
I don't do anything cool.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably do.
You do some
drink
Kool-Aid.
That's
work.
Cool.
Shh.
I mean...
And it's
edit
jacked.
That out.
Yeah, edit.
That's fine. You drink Kool-Aid at work.
Kool-Aid. That was like one time.
Edit it out like that. Like in a different voice. Okay.
I totally got caught by a customer once because I was drinking a
Kool-Aid.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
It was a Saturday. We weren't even supposed to be there. But she's just like, what's that? And I was like, tomato juice. And she's like, that's a lot of stuff in your tomato juice. And I was just like,
yeah.
It's like a salad at this
point. Yeah, that's why I was like,
regular tomato juice is gross.
Trying to be healthy. And she's like, And I'm like, get the fuck out of here, LaWanda. You fucking LaWanda. Making your payment on the last day of the month anyways. Get the fuck out of here. This is why I drink.
Did she really say that? Like,
She was just like, yeah, okay.
That's awesome. Okay.
So,
now I have an office that I can drink in privately.
Indeed.
Stoney, I haven't seen you in a while. What brings you back to Rocktown?
Jared's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Was that like 6 years ago?
Eight.
Wow, really?
Because I got married a year before us, and it's going to be our... Man. Hour
seven.
Seven.
This year. Yep. Yeah. July. Yep.
Holy shit, yeah. Yeah, so it's gonna be their eighth.
Was this like the China anniversary? It was like
yes, I have no idea.
That's the only one I know. No, I just moved back probably about 2 weeks ago.
Oh wow.
Yeah. My dad's been sick, so I've been trying to help out my mom. Yeah. But it's good. I mean, it's nice to be back. I mean, the circumstances aren't ideal,
good and
but
familiar.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I fucking hate it, but
it's cool.
Edit that out.
Swearing isn't edited out.
Yeah.
Oh,
we add more swearing.
I was like, haven't you heard me this whole time?
Haven't you heard me? No, it's been a little while since I've been in Rockford. I like Uber everywhere because I hate driving.
Oh, yeah,
it's like that's actually
the plus.
Cool. I think Ubers in Rockford is kind of expensive too.
Is it?
I think compared to like Chicago.
I think you can lift in Rockford now.
Yeah,
too.
You can lift.
Can you lift too?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Do you want to hear something ridiculous about Uber? So, I got to show you this. For the radio listeners, you can't see this, but
we'll describe it.
Yeah, you should. I changed my name on Facebook like one time as a joke. I thought I could change it right back. I changed it to Sharky McPeterson. And like during that
You have to like keep your name like for a certain amount of time.
For like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was like Sharky McPeterson. I was just stuck with it. And like during that time I like created an Uber account. I didn't think anything of it. So like nowadays I'll get in an Uber and they're like, oh my god, is that your real name? I'm like, yeah, I know, it's so crazy, right? And they're like, yeah, I've never met a Sharky before.
You like forget because you you get that question anyways.
I'm like, no, my real name is like, way dumber. It's like I have to tell them, no, it's not Sharky McPeterson, it's actually Stony Stone. Like I literally had that interaction tonight on the way here. And then he tried to sell me coke.
What?
I bet that.
Yeah.
That's good from the guy who's
Rockford
driving
Uber.
You around.
Yeah, he's like, Uber, take my number. I was like, I'm not going to do that.
It's all right.
You think we make money from Ubering?
Yeah, right?
No, that's how you network, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Justin.
Wow. His name would be fucking Justin.
Sorry, Justin.
That's amazing. Well, now I know where to get my coke.
Just call. You just be like, it would be like, Paul will be your driver.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mike. Nope. Yeah. Justin. Yes.
Yes, please.
The top here.
That's amazing.
I can't change it. I don't know how to. Like, not that
so
I would
funny.
At this point.
You probably have to like cancel it and just start a new
one. Yeah, it would just be a whole pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Oh well. Just Sharky be like, yeah, my name's Sharky.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Because you already have to convince people that it's your name.
Yeah,
so.
I've had so many awkward like encounters where I just like roll with it. I'm like, yep, that's my real name. I'm named after something stupid. You know what the worst part is? It's from a Riff Raff video. If you guys are familiar with Riff Raff.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's like this horrible like comedy rapper guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made some YouTube video where he was like pretending to own a car dealership. It was like Sharky McPeterson.
Oh,
no.
And we thought it was like the funniest thing in the world.
Is that the guy that...
He's got like cornrows, and he has like
But the
Spring Breakers, like the Franco,
right?
Was, like,
loosely and then James Franco,
Played
made,
him.
Yeah,
but then
he
tried suing.
Okay. Yeah, he tried to.
He like wanted
he tried
to get
to say
money
he wasn't
from the
based
movie
on Riff Raff, and there was like this weird back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's awkward.
That's right.
It's a good movie though.
Yeah.
Delight.
Sharky McPeterson.
Well. It seems that we're coming up to the end of our time.
I feel like we did not ignore the topic at all.
No, that's
we
crazy.
On track.
You guys first time
like, yeah,
ever.
First in a long
about
time.
More mail.
Huh?
What?
Can I have a question before we run?
Yeah.
So, as a male person, do you feel like the stereotype of the relationship with you and dogs was blown up? Or do you think it's accurate?
What do you mean that?
You know, like dogs hate you.
Oh, they hate they hate you. Yeah, they that's super hate you.
I think it's a pet thing because, or I don't know, maybe just because Buffy is weird, but at our old house, our mailbox was on like this on the house, and so the mailman would come up, and she would walk up and like punch the window every time, like hard.
Yeah.
Where I was afraid she was gonna break the window.
Wow. Okay, so the that's a cat. The, but yeah. like, think about like a 70-pound dog charging at a window.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my god!
And you're like, I don't know if that window's gonna break.
Exactly.
Or like, or charging at like a door that's like, if you have your door open, you have just like the glass door shut or like the screen door shut. Like, you don't know if it's actually shut or not, and they come.
Totally.
So do you?
That's crazy.
Because they say like you shouldn't keep like dog treats, but do you or would you?
I don't.
Because I've heard that's like it's like or it's like against the rules, but a lot of people do it because it's like I'm not gonna get fucking bit.
Right.
Here's some dog treats. Here's some beef jerky.
Yeah, it's like a weird thing.
And I think begging strips.
I think they've like changed their mind about it like over the years. Like before, they were like, yes, definitely bring dog treats, and now they're like, eh, like that just like makes a dog run at you, like.
Yeah.
They see a mail truck or like mail carrier.
Oh yeah, because now
they want a treat.
Yeah,
and then if they don't know you, you don't know if they're like coming at you or like.
Okay.
Because we also have like dog mace.
That we carry. My god!
Yeah.
Really?
And I don't have a horn, but there's like a
we need
dog
that
horn
at work.
Dog mace.
Dog mace.
Well, we have to go to people's houses sometimes when they don't make their payments.
I think it's just people mace, but you
just fucking terrible. No, not for people, but a lot of times it'll be, because our one loan officer, he does all of our west side, we call them field calls, and if he sees there's a dog, he's not going to that house. He's like, nope, fuck it, get back in my car.
Yeah, we don't have to deliver to a house with a dog that's unrestrained.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if there's
that's
like
good that they
thing.
Don't.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there's warning cards like this dog was attacked before. It'll come or it'll like charge at you.
Mm.
Or there's these two dogs. Like this
next
one's
time
cool.
I will be soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd suck to be the first person to find that out. Like, god damn it.
Have you heard of any of your coworkers had to mace a dog?
I think. A lot of them, like, especially the ones that have been there for, like, over 10 years have either had it, like, maced or you're supposed to use your mail bag as, like, you usually don't have very much mail in your mail bag, but you're supposed to use your mail bag, like...
As, like, a shield?
Right. Yeah. So, you, like, throw that in front of you. So, you're not supposed to wear it, like, across your chest. It's supposed to just be on your shoulder.
Oh.
So, like, you don't get stuck in it. Like, the dog, like, gets you.
Hmm.
And then,
Yeah, it does that.
Cyrus is his name, if you're
Cyrus.
Cyrus. Yeah, that's the Cyclops.
But most of the people have gotten bitten at least once, so
really?
It's like a rite of passage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of like waiters breaking dishes.
Yeah, it's gonna happen eventually. Yeah.
I feel like, but the waiters aren't being like, bit by the dishes.
Well, no, I'm just
the territory.
Yeah, just come. Yeah, there you go. Mm.
That's not the right word, though.
That still is like that's frightening. You're just like always waiting for the day.
Yeah. Occupational hazard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is crazy. To close out, if I may, go around, and if you could use any vehicle to carry your mail in, what
like
might
to carry or like to deliver your mail?
To deliver your mail, just whatever. I'll start if you want.
Yeah, start.
Okay. I would have a Vespa and just drive into someone's house. Just be like, here
I would
you go.
Have one of those little like Barbie cars for toddlers.
No.
And you would drive it?
Yeah.
It would take you 20 hours. 20 hours to deliver the mail.
Give one
or like a rickshaw.
Mail, have to go back.
A rickshaw
would be cool.
Rickshaw would be good too.
Would you be driving it or would you be.
The mail would be in the back.
Yeah, I would have to. I would be
also,
the vehicle.
Also, it would actually take you less time to do that than the Barbie car.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it'd be a convertible.
Wait.
You know, they have the ones that were like definitely looked like convertibles, and they were ones that just didn't have the top because the kid had to stick out of it.
Oh,
they have like Jeeps or like wait. You can get like an Escalade one.
Wait, what? They're rickshaws? All?
Yeah, no, I've seen them. They're...
Oh, you're talking about Barbie cars. Oh, yeah, no. Dude, they're all. I was like, they're all. Who the fuck is making
them? No, but.
You can't get enclosed one.
You can't, but they're not like the Escalade ones. Just look like you just took off. Like, oh, it doesn't look right. Supposed to look like a convertible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hanging out of the sunroof in the Escalade.
Yeah, just a huge sunroof for the whole top.
Okay. Fair enough.
I was just gonna say bicycle, but okay.
I would like a motorcycle with a sidecar.
Oh, there you go.
I feel like that would be efficient.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wait, what was that?
That was me double fisting mail.
You're like just actually, like throwing it, yeah. And it just perfectly lands in the mailboxes.
I just imagine two like cannons.
So you're that cool.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, potato gun.
Potato guns would be ideal. Just like just blow a hole through the house.
Their mail's just all on fire. Just turning into ash.
Yeah.
To go for the drone.
Whatever. It's all fucking mostly garbage anyways.
Like that's a flying drone? No,
that's what I wanted to ask. Is there a way to like stop specific junk mail? Someone asked this on Facebook and I was like, yeah, answer that.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about that.
Wait.
Okay, no.
Let me tell you what I do.
Well, just
I want to say.
I that's think there fine. Is something but, that you could do, but I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, but we'll talk about it once we're not on this.
Yeah. Right. I say return to sender, unknown addressee, and then I like pen out the little code on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do, and I put it back in the mailbox. I don't know if that actually helps anything, but at least that piece of mail goes back to the person as far as I know.
I don't want all, like, the ads that are, like, what you'd get in a newspaper, but instead they just mail them to me.
Weekly.
Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah. I just throw them away. I don't even look through it. I probably should use some coupons, but I don't give a fuck. I'm just putting them in the garbage.
I don't know if you can stop that, but maybe.
I'm gonna.
Like a real-life unsubscribe.
Because those are usually, like... like or current resident.
Yes. So if it's such or current resident, we have to deliver it.
Yeah.
Like.
I guess this would have to be with the company. Be like, nope, stop sending it to this address. But
you drink it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh okay. You want it?
Oh no, I was just looking at it.
Well.
Anyways. Yeah. All right.
So we are definitely at time. So can we get a cheers?
Yay!
Maybe. All right, see you next week or in a couple weeks, everybody. Cheers. Bye. Maybe. Thanks for coming, you guys. Cheers.
Oh.